Good afternoon. This is a waived parole hearing for Michael Sanders, ADC number 41752. Mr. Sanders has chosen to waive his right to appear at this hearing. Board members participating in this hearing today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I will conduct the hearing. Mr. Sanders is being heard today for 412B parole or absolute discharge. He became eligible for these on May 15, 2014. Just a brief summary of Mr. Sanders' history. He is currently 57 years old. He's serving 25 years to life for the crime of murder in the first degree. And he's got two counts of that, which are concurrent. Consecutive to that, he has another life sentence for murder in the first degree. He does have some expired sentences, burglary in the second degree for 4 years, theft for 4 years, and a burglary in second degree for 5 years. And those are prior sentences he served, which are now expired. This crime occurred on January 6, 1989. He was approximately 28 years old at the time, and he was convicted by plea agreement on December 11th, 1989, and sentenced on January 10th, 1990. I see no evidence that he appealed his conviction, however, he may have, and we just don't have given that information. Mr. Sanders' criminal history dates back to California in 1976, assault with a deadly weapon and grand theft person, which is a crime that's I'm not familiar with that crime in Arizona's criminal code. Then in 1980, his criminal activity continues in Arizona with stolen property, burglary, theft, attempted burglary, and unlawful use of a means of transportation. As for his behavior since he's been in prison, there's evidence that he's been involved in prison politics, and there's also evidence that he continued to use marijuana while he was in prison. He has 18 major discipline citations. His last discipline, most recent, was a minor, and it was in June of 2018 for disobeying a verbal order. But his last major was in 2015, in November of 2015, for a rule violation. This is Mr. Sanders' seventh hearing before the board on this particular sentence. He was paroled way back in 1983, but that since then has been denied. Mr. Sanders has completed very limited programming while in prison. He has completed Thinking for a Change, some substance abuse education classes, a domestic violence class, but he has not completed his GED as far as the record shows. I believe he may have worked on it, but he has not completed it. His release plans would include living with his mother and working a construction job. The crime in itself was committed while he was on probation. And I'll read a bit. We have a letter for the record from the Maricopa County Attorney dated January 31st, 2019. And this letter opposes any possible release or parole for Mr. Sanders. But briefly, this letter states that on January 6, 1989, the bodies of Margaret Bloom, age 69, Clarence Bloom, age 74, and their granddaughter, Barbara Bloom, age 37, were found in their residence. All three appeared to have been badly beaten with head injuries caused by an unknown object. Mr. Bloom was immediately transported to the hospital, where he later died as a result of multiple skull fractures and intracranial bleeding. Autopsies performed on Margaret and Barbara Bloom indicated both of them died of head injuries sustained by being beaten to death by means of abrupt force, possibly a claw hammer. Their home had been ransacked with several items removed, television, a camera, phone, money, gun ammunition, and jewelry. And it was concluded that the couple, Margaret and Clarence, were sitting in their living room watching television at the time that this murder took place. Inmate Mr. Sanders ransacked their residence and took items and put them in his vehicles, and later sold these. He sold the vehicle for money as well, for approximately $25. He did, after this, receive probation. He had probation grants revoked, and as I've already described, he had previous prison terms that he served. I don't have any other information to share in the way of, we have no supporters in the room today for him, and we have no letters on file from supporters. We do have one victim representative on the phone, and at this time, Ms. Fee, I'd like to have you give whatever testimony. If you'd just start by stating your name and tell the board whatever you'd like to tell the board. Thank you so much for participating today.
Thank you. My name is Mary Ellen Fee. I am the oldest daughter of the Blue. I don't really have anything to add. I just wanted to participate. I have done so ever since it was available to us. And what can you say? I learned a little bit more about his youth, that he had decided for 5 years in prison. If I'm correct, it was 2 4-year incarcerations also, is that correct?
Yes, that's what the record shows.
Okay, that is something that we were not aware of.
Well, Ms. Fee, those are older.
They were, yes.
Okay, those are older offenses. Those were sentenced beginning 1980. So,
right.
Sort of happening back, way back, so.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Well, it is very important to us that you participate. You said you've participated every time. And I want to
every
thank
time
you for
that.
Every
time you've been hearing, yeah.
But I want to thank you because it's very important to us to hear from you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and continue with the hearing then, unless you have anything else, Ms. Fee.
No, I appreciate being able to contribute and listen, and we'll do so as far as and long as it takes.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Based on everything in this, unless board members have anything to add, based on what I've articulated thus far, I'm going to make a motion then that we deny parole to consecutive sentence, which would be 412B, or absolute discharge for Michael Sanders.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second to Mr. Johnson, agreed to the right, Mr. Moore, Mr. Kamanis. And also based on the year of the crime, which is 1989, I'm going to recommend a 1-year set off.
Agreed.
Okay. Release time denied. It's not clear whether this is to a detainer or, I think it's a consecutive sentence.
It's a consecutive life sentence.
Consecutive life sentence. And the reasons for denial, serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense. And that I say because one of the victims was actually blind and would have been unable to defend herself. Trauma to the victim, age of the victim, because the couple were in their 70s. Serious bodily injury, multiple victims, violated previous probation and parole as he was on probation when he committed this offense, prior criminal history, repeat offender, I'm going to say lack of programming, he really has not completed programming. There's no family or community support. And there's no release plan, although this is a consecutive sentence, but I'll mark that. Can board members think of anything else we should add for reasons? Okay, then I'm going to conclude this hearing at this time for Michael Sanders, ADC number 101810. His parole to 412B or absolute discharge has been denied. And this will conclude his hearing.